And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Come on, come on. You want it, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You want it, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was perfect. What a great gold to start off with. The podcast.
By the way, I like starting the podcast off with golds.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of something we've been doing for a couple weeks now, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. The podcast is sponsored by Match.com. So if you're looking for your special someone, stop looking and wasting your time everywhere else. Go where the people are. Go where the match of your life is. Match.com. And it's super easy now, too, because you go to the mobile app, you download it, and then you get your matches sent directly to your phone. Really, it gets no easier than that. So also, just a little heads up, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free by going to match.com/Bubba. Again, that's match.com/Bubba. And check it out today.
All right, sounds good.
Did I tell you that Stacy and I were in discussions to get another exchange student?
Yeah.
I just wanted to go there. This is kind of an off-air joke is that at least once a day, all this week, I've had that conversation with Big D.
He forgets he has this conversation, and he's already said it.
Yeah, Bubba's memory is not what it used to be.
It's weird. Really
not. And the thing is, it didn't used to be great.
It was never good.
Wait a minute. You guys act like this is something different. This is the way I've always been. I'm just a little airheaded sometimes.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I can't really disagree with that.
I mean, I've always been that way.
But I've started to notice it more in the last couple of years.
No, because you're around me more. Like, you used to be in a different room more. So you did. I don't know. But
yeah,
either way, I have sad news. We had a discussion last night, and we are going to pass on the exchange student this year.
Man.
I was kind of sad. You know, here's the thing. Whenever we did this, it was 2 years ago, and my oldest daughter, the exchange student we had was 17 years old, turned 18 while she was here in the States. But she and my oldest daughter bonded. So it was like the two younger kids got left out. So the younger ones, Ava and Frank, they're like, we want another one, kind of like a pet. We want ours. We want our exchange student. Mm. So I was like, yeah, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's do that. Let's get you an exchange student. Mama wasn't having none of it. She's like, look, you're not the one who has to do their laundry. You're not the one who has to fix their meals. You're not the one who has to clean up after them.
Does she do that stuff?
Yeah, she does. You know, here's the my wife is in a what?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe she does.
Here's the one thing. My wife is wonderful. The problem is sometimes she's too wonderful. My kids will leave stuff all over the place, and she just comes right up behind them and picks it up. I'm like, no. Put it back. Who did that? She's like, well, who was there? Who was sitting there? That was Frank. And I'll be like, Frank, come on up, dude. What? Come here. I need you. And they walk in, and it'll be like a little gallon of milk on the counter. I'm like, you didn't put that back in the fridge. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. And I make my kids do it every single time. If they leave a plate on the counter, a spoon, they leave a lid, I make them pick it up. Because otherwise, they're going to just leave it. Why would they be responsible if they know somebody's going to pick it up?
That's right.
So, you know, but we're so different. My wife will still, even though if I'm not around to stop her, then she will always pick up after them. Which is, again, character-wise, that's awesome. Because she's just doesn't ask any questions, does the job. That's it. She's like, I'm knocking this out. This house is going to look great and all that kind of stuff. So kudos to her for being awesome. However, sometimes you're too awesome. Don't pick up after them all the time.
What a passive aggressive way of doing that.
What?
You basically just called her out, but said, "But you're awesome. But sometimes you're too awesome."
Well, I wasn't
oh
meaning
God,
it to
really?
Be passive aggressive. I'm just saying.
The world's most passive aggressive.
Really?
Ever.
Oh my! Really?
No. See, and I meant it as a compliment because she's so good. I mean, dude, if I don't know how it is with Kathy, but if I'm like, if I do this, if I'm writing something with a pen and I put the pen down and I turn around, she'll take the pin, pick it up, and go put it where the pins go, or throw it away, or whatever. Mm. And it's not a. It's just that's what I'm saying. She's so thorough. Nothing sits on the counter where it shouldn't be for more than 15 seconds.
Gotcha. All right.
I wasn't being negative at all. I'm like, sometimes it's crazy because she's so thorough. I have stuff gets thrown away all the time. All
right, I gotcha. Can we talk about Steve Harvey for a second?
You guys talked about this a lot while I was doing some editing here. What went down? Something about an email for not the radio show, but his TV show?
Yeah. Steve Harvey sent out a, let me see if I can get it for you.
Was it from the Family Feud or the other things?
It's from the Steve Harvey show.
Okay.
So he, this is, full disclosure.
Hey,
this,
go ahead.
This is a,
squirrel!
This is from 8 months ago.
Well, then it just broke yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. But the email itself is from 8 months ago. Steve Harvey writes, "Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, all caps, no one. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door, all caps. If you open my door, expect to be removed."
Removed, not kicked out, removed.
Removed is a very interesting word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
"My security team..." Please. "My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. All caps, no more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak to you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I'm seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in the hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway. Do not attempt to walk with me." If you're reading this, yes, I mean you.
Walk with me.
Yeah, that's right.
That one, that's where it gets a little weird.
"Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey."
Yeah. "Don't you dare walk with me." You know, I like Steve Harvey. Like, I every once in a while, if I'm not listening to us, I like listening to him because it's great to get that other side of things, you know? And
I
the whole black-white thing, it's interesting to dive into each other's cultures. And I love Steve for that because he's so honest. However,
I find myself defending him. Just because
you like him?
Well, I like him, and also I know a little bit of the situation. That talk show is the fourth thing he does every day.
Fourth most important thing?
Oh no, I'm saying this guy works.
Oh, he's got all the other stuff.
No kidding.
He
this
does.
Guy works 13, 14 hours a day, and he's constantly surrounded by people pulling at him for his time. And so the one place he should be able to sit quietly and have a moment to himself is in his dressing room. And he's probably got, I mean, this, we don't know the whole situation, but I can already tell you it's probably, you know, 25 people a day coming in, you know, for the 1 hour he's trying to sit in his dressing room and get ready for the show. He has no peace. Now,
also a great time to figure out where you want to be for the next 3 hours.
I don't think his method was good. I think the memo reads terribly.
He wrote it when he was mad.
Yeah, that's
you can always tell when somebody writes an email when they're mad because you don't know when to stop sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can write an email that says all those same things and make it sound a lot nicer.
And do it in about, three sentences.
Yeah, maybe not, but a little less than that. You know, and I don't know.
I feel bad for him.
I feel like there's...
Because I like
the
him.
The word ambush sticks with
bad
me.
For no, him. But no. I do because...
I don't feel bad for him.
I do because that's something you should never put it in writing. I think you can say those things and tell your person, say, look, here's what's going on. I need just 20 minutes of time to myself when I'm in the makeup chair. That kind of thing. And you tell somebody, and then they go and they do the ugly work.
Yeah.
He should have never done it.
No, he shouldn't have. And I understand that he wants, you know, people do bother him and whatnot. And I understand he's really busy. But you know what, Patrick, if he doesn't want to be that busy, he probably shouldn't have taken those jobs. He didn't have to, but he did. He wants to be. He wants to be a tycoon. He wants to be an entertainment.
But does that mean people have to?
What comes with it? No, that's like people going, I can't believe I'm a celebrity and people talk to me when I'm out at the grocery store. Don't they know that's my time?
It is. It's not the same. I bet you he doesn't go out to the grocery store because he doesn't want people to bother him.
I bet. Okay, well then you yourself said that when you go, I'll bet when he's in the hallway, it's, you know, someone working there with their brother who wants to talk to him. That's basically the same thing.
But they work for him. They shouldn't be doing that. And so he's trying to put a stop to that kind of thing, you know. The ambush thing, just, man, I've seen so much of that.
Like, especially at concerts.
With concerts.
We'll be doing backstage stuff, and you can see the hangers-ons, and they're just waiting.
They're just waiting in their spot. They're standing there. They know that's the spot. This person has to walk by.
It's usually behind a big black case. You know those ones that they have backstage? They're always, like right behind a big stack of those.
They shouldn't have to deal with that right then. I'm working. And I'm in the zone, I'm in the thing. When he's walking from his dressing room to the stage, he shouldn't have to deal with people trying to get a piece of his time, walking alongside him and asking him questions. No, I get it. If he wants to be focused, then you have to put a stop to it. That's what he did. The problem is several things. One, he should have had someone else do it, like Bubba said. You shouldn't have let it go 5 years if it was bothering you. You let it build, you know. You let it get to the point where
saying.
Everyone...
That's what it was. He waited 5 years. It built up, and then all of a sudden you have this volcano eruption. And he had a lot of passion when he wrote that. You could tell, you know. And he could have handled it different.
It didn't sound good.
But again, I still love him.
I like him. You know, he's turned into... I think I said this on the air. He's turned into our replacement for Bill Cosby. America's Bill Cosby replacement. Bill Cosby became
but in a way,
problem.
Did you ever watch, what was it, The Family Feud, whenever? Who was hosting before him?
Couldn't tell you.
Was it Drew Carey?
No. I don't know. They've had so many.
Somebody had, he's so much better. Like, I actually will watch The Family. If I'm flipping channels and it's on, I stop just because I laugh. You know?
Oh, it's better with him?
Oh, way better. Way, 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 way better.
It used to be the
Louis Anderson.
Yeah,
Louis Anderson was there for a while. And
Richard Karn from Home Improvement.
Oh, the guy who killed himself, too. The blonde-haired guy. Remember
him? God, yeah, but that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Then before that was the guy from Hogan's Heroes. I'm playing the part of Carson today with all the pop culture.
The guy from Hogan's Heroes, Richard Dawson?
Yes.
Is the guy, I know Richard Dawson is the guy from Family Feud, not the guy from Hogan's Heroes.
I'm throwing out all the weird stuff. That's what I'm here for today. Because I don't know where Carson is.
Where's Carson?
He's probably working.
I want to bring something up to Carson. It's going to get awkward. I can't wait to
Family Feud hosts. Richard Dawson, Ray Combs, Louis Anderson, Richard Korn, John O'Hurley.
Who?
John O'Hurley.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's the guy who played Elaine's boss on Seinfeld.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, he's that guy who talks like this.
Yeah, you know him. You know him, you see him.
And then Steve Harvey since 2010.
What's the guy from American Housewife with the cool voice? He was Batman for a little while.
What?
Can you?
Christian Bale? What?
No. He was the cartoon Batman for a little while. And it's the guy from American Housewife, Dietrich Bader.
That's the guy from the Drew Carey show. Yeah.
He would be a great, he would be a great show host. What? Saying it. Yeah, it does that. I don't know why.
Oh, weirdness. So anyway, getting back to the point, my other point about Steve Harvey and Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was, think about it, Bill Cosby had the thing with, he had the kids show. He was.
Yeah. Steve Harvey has that show on NBC now with little kids.
he does. And he's a similar kind of.
What are you doing?
Big D said similar, right?
I didn't say similar.
You usually say similar.
I think I do that just to mess with you guys.
I am just wowed. Great job, Big D.
Thanks, man. Ask me how to say that word where you it's thermonuclear.
Yeah.
Oh!
No, that was wrong.
It really was. Maybe it's just because I've heard him say it so many times that it's starting to sound right.
Thermonuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Not nuclear. No. Nuclear.
Thermonuclear war.
No.
Why am I keep saying, I swear I'm saying it exactly the way you are.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Say this. New.
New.
Cle.
Cle.
Er.
Er.
New.
Nuclear.
No.
Did I?
Now say it fast.
Nuclear.
No!
I'm kidding. It's a classic comedy gaffe.
I wish you were kidding.
Hey, what's the best concert you guys have ever been to?
Ever. Prince. I got to go Prince, man. That was...
Tell your Prince story about what...
Bookstore?
How you dressed for the concert.
Okay, so I dressed like me, you know. I dressed shorts, tennis shoes, t-shirt, ball cap. You know, I'm just me. So I go to the show, and Stacy's looking all nice and everything. She's dressed for a concert. We get to this show, and there are people walking around like Cedric the Entertainer, like in suits,
Like it was Easter Sunday.
Yes, like bright yellow suits, and they got canes, and they're just walking around.
Canes, yeah, canes.
When you break out the cane, you know it's serious. And, man, I will tell you right now, that's something that I'm sad that so many of you haven't seen Prince, because it's an experience that you will never forget, and I honestly think everybody should have had the opportunity to see at least once.
Man, I bet that was something. Did you feel like they're going to take offering up?
It wasn't a religious experience.
They would just look like they were dressed for church.
Yeah, they were looking like, but no, it was Prince. You know, there was moments of sassy up in there.
Oh, yeah, look, I had some sassy.
I had a lot of sassy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What about you? Best show?
I know this sounds weird. I haven't been to a lot of concerts.
You have. You don't stay for a lot. There's the difference. You go to a lot, and as soon as the opening act is done, that's the only way Big D can tell you if somebody's any good is if they were ever an opening act for somebody. Because he knows
how good somebody was early in their career when they were opening for someone else.
Yes, exactly. Before they had all their hits.
I got to tell you, nothing sounds more dreadful to me than having to go to a concert of any country major star concert. I would just, if you said, hey, here's free tickets to go see Luke, I would be like, no thanks.
Now, I want to point out that that's not a knock on Luke.
No.
D loves Luke Bryan.
I like Luke.
He just doesn't like going to concerts.
Big D has had his finger in Luke Bryan's belly button.
How
many people that have gone to his shows can say that? Not many.
Right. My point is, after you've done that, going to a concert, kind of a meh. I thought, hey, can I only get tickets for Luke Bryan? And I want to get on the front row. And also, how much to put my finger in his
belly button?
Whoa, wait.
In his belly button.
Whoa, man, you got to specify, man.
What?
You can't just say...
I'm really glad I walked in for
Carson!
His belly button hole.
His sugar bowl.
His sugar bowl. That's what he called it. It was his sugar bowl.
Yeah, sugar bowl. Okay.
Michelle says, country to country in Glasgow, Scotland. She saw Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Cam, Chris Young, Brad Paisley, and Patrick. We were just talking right before we went live here on the podcast. We were just talking. Patrick is going to take a couple days off and go to the next country to country, the C2C thing.
My plan, yeah.
Is it in London? She said she was in Glasgow, Scotland.
I don't know.
They actually do a couple different shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you get to go see all over the country then.
Uh-huh. All over the UK.
Are you going?
No, I wasn't invited.
Nobody invited me, by the way. I'm just taking a trip.
No, it'd be fun to go. But... No,
Patrick told us, he said, yeah, I'm going to go, and then I'm going to be doing some check-ins and all that. Basically, he wants to get on the radio to include it in part of the show so it becomes a business trip.
Uh-huh. That's right. Then I can write it off.
That is a smart man.
It is.
Always find a reason to do work on your vacation.
So, Patrick, what's the coolest concert you've ever been to?
Man, ever. Carson's going to say something similar to me, which is that I...
You mean similar?
Similar. God, I really wish you wouldn't do that. I have been to thousands, and I mean thousands of concerts. So I really... It's hard for me to even...
To pick one.
Carson, can you say what's the best concert you've ever been to?
For me personally, yes, because I was on stage with Def Leppard. But I would assume everybody else in the audience... Probably didn't think it was the best concert of their life.
I forgot. Did I ever tell you about my Kiss story?
No.
So Bret Michaels, Poison Bret Michaels, mm-hmm. name dropping now. We're hanging out, and he's like, hey, man, Kiss is on stage. He's like, you want to go see the show? I'm like, no, not really. We're just hanging out. He goes, no, you want to. So he says to somebody, hey, take care of, get an ice chest, a cooler full of beer, and meet us up up on stage. Literally, we walked all through the backstage area. We stood behind one of those big, giant Marshall stacks on stage during the performance from Kiss, and they're doing rock and roll all night and whatever.
That is pretty awesome.
And, like, we're standing right there, and there's little fire warning signs, like little sirens that go. If you see the light start spinning, you have to get off stage because that's the thing letting you know that the pyro is about to go off. So, it was the coolest thing ever. That wasn't the coolest show, but that was a cool experience.
That's the thing. It was a cool experience being on stage.
How did
them.
You get on with Def Leppard?
The guys in Tesla. When I had first met them, and they thought it was so funny that I was just this huge Def Leppard fan and that I would just turn red at the mention of the lead singer's name, Joe Elliott. They were like, we're going to call him for you and tell him what a fan you are. And I just turned beet red. They're like, well, this is too good of an opportunity to pass up. And they're like, we're playing one show with them this year. It's a festival in Minnesota if you want to come. And at the time, I was living quite far away from Minnesota. And I was like, okay. And so I get in the car and I drive 20 hours to go to this festival. And
hey, they have these things called airplanes. They're kind of cool.
And I was kind of broke. So,
okay.
So all I could really afford was gas. So I drive up there. My little brother and I went. And so we swapped off driving for 20 hours. And we get up there, and they couldn't get us Def Leppard passes. Like, the tour manager's like, sorry, they're being real strict with them. We're like, oh, well, okay, we have to go back home anyway. So we're just standing kind of by the backstage area, just waiting to say goodbye. And
oh, like the people that stalk Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah, that was me. I'm the reason that he sends the band? These emails.
See?
No, I was waiting to say goodbye, and then we were going to take off.
Were you behind one of those big black speaker boxes or the things that keep all the gear in?
We were actually under the stage because it was elevated or something. Whatever. Well, anyway, the guitarist, Frank Hannon, he comes over. He's like, what are you guys doing? Well, we're going to take off. He goes, what do you mean you're take off? Your favorite band's on stage. Well, we couldn't get past this. He's like, whatever. And he links arms with both of us. Like, it's Laverne and Shirley plus one or something, and marches us up onto the stage.
In the middle of the show.
In the middle of the show, and we're just standing there, and it's like, okay. And, like, Joe Elliott, the lead singer, comes over, and he's like, where's Frank?
He stopped singing?
Like, it was when the guitar solo was happening. So he runs into the wings, because he's just got to see Frank. And he gives Frank this big hug, and I'm like, oh, my God. And, so it was pretty awesome. And then we literally, the show was over. We're like, okay, great to see you. Like, we just partied like rock stars. And now we're going to drive 20 hours back home because we can't afford a hotel. We look back at that. We'll talk about it sometimes. We're like, we were so stupid. What were we thinking? But it was like the best time. We'd never do it again.
Noticed something. Most of my stupid times in my life were the fun times.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a little moral there. Be stupid.
But
enjoy
thinking
life.
About the concert thing, it's easier for me to quantify, like, the best concert I've seen by someone that I wasn't really a fan of, but I was impressed by the show, was Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
I've
never seen him. I've been offered tickets to go. I've never gone.
Yeah, a friend of mine's like, do you want to go with me? I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. And during the show, people hold up signs for songs they want him to play. And he says a couple songs and, hey, pass them up. And he has this massive pile of signs on the stage. And he just starts going through them. And he looks at the band. He's like, hey, we haven't played this one in 30 years. Let's see if we can do it. So he just kind of plays requests for a good chunk of the show. And it was something that I'd never seen an artist do before.
Well, Garth
does that.
This
Garth
was before.
But especially before.
Yeah. You're really telling me I don't know Garth does that?
Well, but also that
Please.
I think Garth.
Yeah.
I think Garth just
kind of
notices the signs of the songs he feels like playing right then.
Well, with Garth, you know? That also started in Vegas. When he was doing the Vegas shows, people would bring signs.
First time
requests.
I saw it was the flood relief shows in Nashville, and I was like, he does it well. The only problem was I went to two of those, and it was almost the exact same thing the next night, where it was
I might have held up a sign with a request at one of those shows, and I was like front row, and the girl, and he walks over, and he starts looking. I'm like, Garth's going to play my song.
Is that when he pointed to you?
No, played the girl next to me.
Oh.
He played her song, and I was like,
You know why? Because she had the song he felt like playing right then.
Because, he wasn't going to do the deep cut from In Pieces.
Yeah,
he was going to play She's
what
Every
were you
Woman.
Thinking?
I want him to yodel.
Well, it was 10 shows. You think he could have played my song once?
What was your song?
One Night a Day. When you guys let me go talk to him, I did mention that song. I had to slide into conversation like, I need you to play that because you have not played it since like 94. Come on, God. Man.
Only Carson.
I am that girl.
You really are.
I really am that girl.
I mean, I've done so many incredible country things. An easy one would be to say the Hall of Fame induction ceremony I went to last year. If you count that as a concert.
It counts.
That was incredible. Randy Travis and Charlie Daniels and Fred Foster getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And let me see who showed up to play. Dolly Parton, Kris Kristofferson, Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Brad Paisley, and Trace Atkins.
Yeah, that's pretty like, awesome.
That's a pretty
and
good
And they're
lineup.
All singing the Randy Travis songs and Charlie Daniels songs. And it was just...
Didn't Randy get up and sing, too,
and
for,
Randy
like, briefly?
Sang, Randy sang Amazing Grace, which was the first
that
time
was,
anyone
yeah,
had
I
seen
remember
him
that
sing
was on video.
Had gotten sick. So it was just really...
You went to that? I didn't know.
I was
know.
There wearing my suit. It was awesome. It was, you know, the CMAs 2 years ago, we were all in the third row. And again... Part of it is the circumstances that we're in the third row at the CMA Awards, and then
surrounded by all the other
surrounded by all the artists
nominees.
And, you know, Rascal Flatts is sitting on the same row, and all this stuff. And then that I'll never forget that Chris Stapleton, Justin Timberlake performance.
Yeah,
if I have to pick the best 10 minutes of a concert I've ever been to, it's probably that.
Really,
that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty magic. I know it was, and we've watched it on TV since, you know, like I remember coming back going, I want to see what it looked like on TV. It was still good, but it wasn't like it was there.
That's what who was there says, because I was not.
Magical.
But I remember really I was watching it and I was tweeting about it, and it was just like my Twitter timeline exploded with people that I didn't even know listened to country music that suddenly were just all in on that moment.
You know what it was? It was the horns. Hmm. I have been saying it for years. Country songs with horns, like a horn section, just sound so big and so. I mean, look at "You Look Good,"
yeah,
Lady Antebellum. Yeah. Every time that comes on, I find myself. I find myself doing this. I reach forward and I turn it up. Or if I'm in my truck, I just do it with my thumb on the steering
wheel.
What
is this? A 70s funk band?
No, dude. Who says that?
Country.
Who says that?
I'm telling you,
people.
Stupid people.
Well, you say it about other instruments you don't like, so I'll say it about the horn. That's not country.
No, dude, I'm sorry. If you have a song that sounds like, what am I trying to think of? Like some kind of, trap song or something, you know, with the beat drops and all that, where it's like...
Oh, okay, so it's okay to sound like the Gap Band.
Yes.
But it's not okay to sound like Maroon 5. It doesn't have to sound country. It just has to sound like pop music you like.
No, it just can't sound like pop music I can listen to on the pop station right now. Okay. That's the thing. That's the thing with country. It's okay to go pop, but you just have to do it later. You can't do it right away.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
No, like, you know.
Completely
like
checked out.
Islands in the Stream and stuff like that. That was very pop for country back in the day. But that was like in the 80s. But it sounded like 70s pop. Like right now, there are certain, I'm not calling anybody out, but there's songs that, you know, you can hear on the pop station currently at the same time, and it still fits.
I'll say this.
I like it all, but not mixed. I don't like my food touching. I don't.
You want your country delivered in a TV dinner tray.
Get off my lawn!
I find myself moving more away from Twitter lately.
Why?
And more on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just find that...
I feel that Instagram is much more of a positive place. I don't see...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't see as many negative... Mm-hmm. I don't see a ton of negative
It's not even much more of.
I really don't use that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for the same thing.
That's where people go to
post how
good things are.
Yeah.
People don't go onto Instagram to gripe or complain. They go, look at me. Look
pictures.
How great.
Because it's pictures.
So
How do you post a picture of a gripe?
I want to ask any of you listening to this, too, and see if we're all using these things the same way. We'll start with, what's your name? Carson. Carson.
I don't know either.
What do you use Twitter? What are the differences between Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook? How do you see them differently?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And how do you post differently on
my personal Facebook page? I use that almost strictly for work stuff. I don't post any opinions. I usually just, hey, here's a picture of maybe something we did today.
All right.
And so that way,
wow,
people, okay. That's it.
What about Instagram?
Instagram is, hey, here's somebody cool that came by, or here's a picture of my dog, or here's a concert that I'm at, like you said.
Well, it's very similar to Facebook then.
Facebook is more like, knock on wood, if I ever need a job, hopefully that's not the case, but if I ever do, hey, here's what I've done so employers can find me.
Oh, okay. And what about Twitter?
Twitter is all about me, TV shows. Let's talk about Riverdale. Let's talk about Walking Dead. Let's talk about Twin Peaks.
Patrick, what do you use Facebook
mine
for?
Is not the same, because Facebook is very personal for me. Like, if I post pictures of work stuff or stuff on Facebook, it's stuff I want my family and friends from high school and whatever to see. You know, Facebook is more, I guess Facebook is everything, because there is a little bit of that. Here's an opinion. Here's an article I saw. Here's a picture of me. Here's, you know, but it's more open for discussion. Like, you expect people to comment on it. You know,
yeah.
Instagram, I literally just post pretty pictures or cool pictures.
And Twitter,
okay. Twitter is for me is the sounding board. I don't have a lot of strong negative opinions, but like when I want to watch the ACMs and make comments about what's going on, I do that on Twitter. I don't do
so
that.
It's almost
on Facebook.
Something that's real time.
It's real time. Yeah. If I'm trying to make a joke, I'll post a joke or something. I might post it on Twitter, but you wouldn't do that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You know. I would.
Bubba, how do you use Facebook?
Bubba does. Oh, my gosh. Personal. Personal Facebook is, it's where I go and say the things that I would never say to everyone. People talk about how I make a lot of poop references and all that kind of stuff on my Twitter. And I do. But you should see my personal Facebook. It's way worse. It's way worse. I will describe stuff. I will show pictures of my feet with my underwear around them. I mean, that kind of stuff. Twitter is where I go. And by the way, that's all stuff from my parents and people that I went to high school with. And they've known me forever. And they know not to take me too serious unless sometimes I get real serious. And then they call me out. And they go, no, you're wrong. You big dummy. Twitter is where I go just to be silly and have fun. I don't really get too, I mean, every once in a while I'll get into an argument with somebody who's anti-Second Amendment, that kind of stuff. There was that lady the other day that came out in the Times, New York Times, saying that her name is Bonnie. Did you guys see that? I don't know if you saw my tweet. Mm-mm. Bonnie, the Chinese-American, said that Asian salad is racist and cultural appropriation. So is the name Bonnie.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have a fit about that, start at home. Don't
we
you know,
can't serve Asian salad at Applebee's, then you can't be named Bonnie.
That's it. And this is what. And so I was on Twitter and I kind of went in a rant saying that, you know, we can't coexist and get along and berate each other for stealing our cultures if we can't get past it. We're going to always be divided by race if you make race everything. And we've got to figure this out because, man, it's not working. Whatever we've been doing, it's not working. So that's the kind of stuff I do on Twitter. Instagram, it's usually silly pictures. I'll throw in the kids or whatever. I'll put a little emojis over my kids' faces, you know, so I don't show my kids on there. But it's usually like what we're doing or where we're at on vacation or whatever silly thing. But it's usually, you know, pictures and stuff. I mean, obviously, it always is. It's Instagram, but, you know.
It's just interesting how all of you have...
Do you use it differently?
Yeah, I use Instagram for interesting, funny, pretty pictures. I use Facebook for things that have to do with the family, and I use Twitter kind of a mix in between the two. Usually has something to do something timely. I find that when there is, like, if you were to walk in the room, I've been in a room without access to news at all, and you walked in and you said, man, did you see what happened in Columbus, Ohio, I go to Twitter to find out what that news is.
Yeah, I don't even go to the internet or the TV. I go straight to Twitter.
I go straight to Twitter.
Twitter has that same thing. That's
sometimes
where
you're gonna get. Sometimes you're gonna get the wrong news, but you're gonna get it. You're gonna get the news.
I get turned off by how negative
everything
Twitter
is. Completely partisan.
Everything
it's nuts.
Is so awful, and it's usually way left. You know, Trump's always an idiot, and it's just, and it, I go, man, okay, enough's enough.
Where's that?
Twitter.
Oh, I get that on Facebook, but I guess some of my friends.
I kind
of,
yeah.
More.
I, you know, I, it doesn't bother me.
But see, what I don't like about Twitter, you're talking about the negativity. It's not even political negativity. It's that random people will just, I guess they just spend all day being trolls. There was a story I read the other day about a girl posted her prom picture. And some other girl tweets back like, you know, that's so sweet. He loves you even though you're fat. Must be nice. Like, what? And like you, they don't know this girl.
Wait a second. Let's dissect that again.
Yeah.
He loves you even though you're fat. That must be nice.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a kind of a positive at the end that she tries to do.
Well, it's a positive, I guess, to the guy that like, hey, good on you because.
Oh, so she's not saying, no. Yeah, good for you. My guy doesn't love me because I'm fat.
Yeah. It's just, what? Why would you say that on a stranger's prom picture? Like, you're not going to get that on Facebook.
No.
Right? Like, if I posted a picture of me in a dress, the chances of someone being like, you look fat in that are going to be zero. Because you're friends with people
and
on Facebook.
You know, people aren't going to say that on Instagram either.
No.
But Twitter?
But Twitter, it is fair game.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Oh. It is really weird. And you're right. It's where negativity lives.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't love it, because I don't know if you can see it, but there's Twitter pulled up right there on my computer. I love Twitter because that's where some of the funniest stuff happens too.
It's true. Oh, for sure. But that, it's just because you just never know who's lurking, I guess, who's watching. And it's just like you get sniped. Like, man, they are sitting 40 yards away, but they've got their scope on you and they're just waiting.
Yeah.
Is that the girl in the pink sequin gown?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiff saw it too.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It was awful. Poor little girl.
Dude, I saw my dad yesterday. And I pull up and he didn't know I was going to be there. Kind of a surprise thing. And pull up and I can hear the lawnmower going. He's got quite a bit, not a whole, a little bit of property. So I can hear him, but I can't see him. So I know he's around somewhere. So I kind of start picking up some stuff. Like, he had some bags of mulch around trees. I could tell that, and they'd been there for weeks. So I knew that
you could tell they'd been rained on and everything.
Yeah, so he couldn't, his back or whatever, he couldn't open them up and pour them out. So I'm just kind of doing that. I'm just kind of pouring it out for him, knowing that's what he wanted and needed. And I finally make my way over to the sound of the lawnmower stops. So I go over there, and he's talking to this guy. Now this guy is 35-ish, beard, wearing a camo hat, Wranglers. His hat has got that real strong crease in it. He's got a skull can outline in the back pocket and some sort of a work shirt and work boots. So I'm thinking, that's my kind of people. So I said, hey, he's talking to my dad. I go, hey, what's going on? And my dad doesn't have his hearing aids in because he can't wear the hearing aids while he's cutting the grass because it's too loud. So I walk up and he goes, where is? And he's yelling as loud as if the mower is on. That's how loud he is. And it scared the guy next to him. So the guy kind of jumps, you know, and it makes me laugh. He goes, what's funny? And I said, oh, nothing. Just you yelling back and forth to me. And this guy's like, are they both deaf?
Why are they yelling?
So anyway, the point of my story is this guy, he's the neighbor of Manette. And my dad was needing some work done, and he couldn't do it physically. So this guy lives like down the road or something like that. So he went over there to ask him if he could help him. And my dad wanted to hire him to do some work, some really just lawn stuff, like weed eating.
Right.
And he says, now, there's a weird, guys have a thing, especially with your father. My dad's 75, 6, I forget. And, you know, I'm real careful about like making it feel like I'm making the decisions for him. You know, some parents aren't able to, and so you have to kind of step in. Well, he's able to. He's not at that point. So I don't want to demasculinize.
Emasculate him?
Say nuclear.
I don't want to drop a nuclear bomb on him.
There you go.
And so he's talking back and forth to this guy about how much he would charge to weed eat some parts on this property. And now for what he needs done, in my head, I'm just watching this whole thing. I'm not part of it because that's his deal. It's my dad's dealing, not mine. And in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know, $40 to do all this stuff that he needs done with the weed eater. My dad goes, he goes, well, how much? And he goes, well, you tell me. Oh, and I'm thinking,
oh no. we have the same dad.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, okay, Derek, just be quiet. Just let him do this deal. Well, I don't know, 125.
What?
Oh no.
And I'm thinking, okay, that's off the charts high. And the guy goes, how much? 125. I don't know. Well, you tell me.
He's still shouting at him.
Yes. And guy goes, well, 125 is way too much. I was like, look at that.
And that's pretty awesome.
He goes, that's way too much. You'd be way overpaying. I don't know, 100? Let's go look at what you really need done. Let me look at that because I think you're way over.
So your dad found the most honest human being on the planet.
Yeah, and it's his neighbor.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, all right.
That's who you want to live next door to.
Maybe feel better about mankind, you know? How many people do you know would have said, yep, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And would have taken it and.
Can you wake Patrick up?
He's awake.
Oh, okay. Most people would have gone, okay, 125, cool.
Yeah. I don't know if it was because I was there and he kind of felt, double teamed.
Like he was being watched.
Oh, maybe, but you know. He's a hard worker.
Yeah, that's nice, man.
Anyway, Dad says hi, by the way, to you guys.
Yeah. By the way, something going on where people are going into homes saying that they're with Google Maps. Have y'all seen that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. People, it's kind of going on around the country. People are going into, they're knocking on your door. Yeah, I need to come in and inspect the layout of the building to make sure it matches with
it. Who does that? Like, who falls for that?
They say that they're with Google Maps, and people let them into their homes. I don't know who's crazy enough to do it, but yeah, if somebody comes by, Google Maps does.
Your mom and dad wouldn't let them in.
My dad wouldn't. My mom.
I don't think so, man.
My mom would go, are you a Christian? You
know that she would say yeah just so she can witness to him.
That's exactly it. Actually, if they say no, oh come on in. You know my mom, man.
Man,
come
my mom, on in. My mom used to, like, if we had Jehovah's Witnesses in the neighborhood, she would make sure the door was open so that she could have a conversion experience with them at the doorway. I'd be like, Mom, what are you doing? Like,
our moms, man.
Why are you?
It's just so great. Good morning.
God help say, those people if they knocked on the door and my dad answered.
Oh, I'm
just
man. Saying.
He would just get slammed on him.
Wow, you know Jesus?
Yeah. Similar to that, yeah.
Lordy, lordy. Anyway, so if Google Maps comes to your place and needs to see the layout of your house or your building, wherever you work, don't let them in. They don't need to come in. Google Maps don't need to get into
your
building.
But he was wearing a t-shirt. It said Google on it.
And it's Google, and they put the word staff on it, but it has one F. Like they misspelled it.
Staff.
Google spelled with 3 G's. You know, it's not right.
Mike Bubba's a D-D-D-D-S. Yeah, but did you hear Bubba finally gave up?
Oh, I know.
I gave here's the thing. I gave up so much that I called last night. I didn't tell you this. I called.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
Amazon. I called Amazon.com last night. Got somebody on the phone. By the way, their customer service.
How do you get a phone number for Amazon?
Their customer service is really good.
I Googled Amazon customer service. Dude, I got a phone number, called it. I was on hold maybe 35 seconds before somebody picked up.
No, they're really good.
And
maybe
they,
I'm thinking of like Facebook. And
oh, no, they were
Twitter.
Amazing.
Like,
they
get
were
anybody on the phone.
They were amazing. And I put in my complaint, and they're like, okay, you know, saying that I haven't received the item. And they're like, okay, we'll take care of it. And we're going to research it. And We'll get your money refunded as soon as we can.
Okay.
I mean, that's how quick that was.
Now, here's my thing. Will they give you your $13 back?
I think so.
But how do they know that you aren't?
Because they can track. They can track where they
but
know.
But your package was delivered.
It was delivered, but not to me. And they know that it was 70 miles away.
But how do they know that you didn't have your bud pick it up?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's $13 and they don't care. But, I mean, you can see where this could be.
$13 is going to hurt the $81 billion error.
I know, but it's the principle of it. You can't keep doing
that. You saw that Jeff Bezos is like $81 million or billion dollars.
$81 billion.
I think he's now I think it was 81. What, Patrick? That's a lot.
You know what I could do with $1 billion? I just need $1 billion.
I just need one.
You know
million.
What? $10 million. I got this.
$1,000, I can do some damage.
I'm not going to lie. Listen, $10,000, I could do some serious damage.
$100 is a good night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, give me $100.
I'm trying to give you. You know $100? How much money do you guys have in your wallets right now?
Oh, that's a great thing.
Carson, cash? Come in. We're playing the game.
Cash?
Yeah, cash. No, what else? What kind would you mean?
Well, I gave money to my daughter because
he
at
asked
my
me
softball
cash. How much money do you have in your wallet? You mean cash? Yes, I mean cash.
I had $14 in my wallet as of two nights ago. Now I do not have any because I gave it to my daughter for babysitting one of the other players on our team's child. So
I just found a ticket from.
So how much
hotel.
Do you have? $14.
I have none. No cash now. I don't know how I'm going to get along with no cash.
Okay, real quick. Oh, wait a second. Real quick. Everyone who's watching on Facebook Live, I want everyone, we're going to take about 30 seconds here. Tell us, who do you think has the most money?
Knowing now that Bubba has none.
Between Pat. Oh, you already said that.
Yeah, I already said I don't have any money.
Me, Patrick, and Carson, who has the most cash in their possession right now? Right this second. So go ahead and give it a few seconds to go ahead and put your inputs.
D? Is it Carson? Is it Patrick?
I said put your inputs. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Go ahead and put your inputs in.
Tabitha says Carson. Jesus says Pat. Jennifer says Carson. By the way, it's Carson with an E-N, not an O-N, just so y'all know. Christian, Patrick, Doug, Patrick. Carson says Chris.
Hey, when you're like
Patrick
you're on a
says
date,
Pam.
Carson, when you're on a date, do you tell them you spell it with an I?
No, I'm Carson.
Melinda Carson.
I did. I actually had a guy try to pick me up that way.
Really?
He's like, how come there's not an I in it? Okay, nope.
There's no I in this at all either. Bye. Michelle says,
there's
Big D.
There's a great joke right there. But I just can't.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's another letter. It's my letter.
Let's see. Dina.
I said the joke without saying the joke.
Dina says, Patrick, and so what do you think? Is this the end of our 30 seconds or what?
Yeah. Okay, Patrick, let's come clean. You want me to go first? Yep. All right.
Now, Patrick walked out of the room. Did you go get your wallet or what did you go do?
No, I just went check on something.
Okay.
Well, that's the worst lie I've heard. here's mine. Here's what I got. I got a fresh
$20 bill
with Jackson on the front.
Okay. Patrick.
All right. Carson.
Oh, how much?
Somebody.
Cash? Well,
Patrick has a coin purse. He went to his car.
Does change count? No.
Yeah, change is good.
It's at the bottom of the purse. $3.
$3.
$3 and some change?
And change. I may have like four quarters.
Okay. Well, you got blown out of the water for me, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, Patrick. And Patrick,
can you beat 20?
I have $220.
How much?
$220.
Why? Why do you have.
Are you in the mob?
Like, sweetheart,
I actually have 50s.
Who
when was the last time
cash?
You saw $50
yeah, who carries
bills?
50s besides guys that are tipping for a better table at the front
this
of the
is,
room?
This is my poker playing money.
Sweetheart, are you selling drugs?
I mean, I'm just
You're
saying.
Not selling drugs, are you, Patrick? Yeah.
No. So how many people guessed me? Because I doubt it.
No, I bet none. I bet
a lot
nobody.
Did. A lot
I really
did.
Thought you would have more cash.
I don't carry my cash.
I don't carry cash.
Not $320 worth. Oh, two. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure that makes a big difference to some people. But
I did that right. Yeah.
So that's your poker playing money?
Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
No. I mean,
he goes to casinos.
I go to
play.
Casinos and play poker.
It's like he's in a back room somewhere.
$220 is literally your walking around money.
By the way, I did the.
You are walking around with that.
I have more in my office locked in the file cabinet. But.
Oh, really? Which drawer?
You just keep cash? Are you that kind of guy? You're the, you can't trust the banks.
I'm not one of those, but I mean, once I don't like to go get cash out of the bank, so I like to have it when I need it. you know, when for me, when I want to go once a month and play poker, I need to have cash.
When you go to the when you go get when you go to the ATM, when you pull up the pull up ATMs like the bank, okay?
What's your standard withdrawal?
Are you able to? Are you able? Are your skills good enough that you don't have to open the door to get to the all the buttons on the ATM?
My skills might be good enough, but my fat prevents me from leaning out the window enough.
So you have to open the
door. I have to open the door and lean.
Oh, what a fail. Do you have to open the door?
I don't remember the last time.
I obviously don't use cash for anything, so I don't take it out of the ATM. See, I get my cash at the grocery store like everybody else. Do you want cash back? Yes. $20.
Yeah, it's hard to track that.
I thought they were just giving
me
money.
My wife does that. I didn't know she was doing that. I'm like, well, how do you always have cash?
Yep.
I never see that in the bank thing. Yeah, because it's coming out at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Because she's a drug dealer.
anyway, to get to the point, yes, I checked it. It is $82 billion that Bezos from Amazon is worth. But he's still number two.
Behind Gates?
Gates is at $87 billion.
Wow.
Now, they're saying, though, that $65 billion of Bezos's money came in the last 5 years.
Dang.
In the last 5 years. So he'll be passing Bill Gates sooner rather than later.
Amazon really has exploded over the last 5 years. It was something that's been around. It's been around for a while, but a lot of people just didn't. I don't know why. I don't know why it's become a.
It really because
the
more time passes, the more people get comfortable with buying things online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, everything from grocery. I mean, when you think about it, he started that in the garage
also now,
selling
Amazon,
books.
Amazon Prime started about 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, that's true. Amazon Prime is great.
Best.
Like, seriously. I don't know why. Hulu's about to launch a TV service. And I mentioned this to a friend of ours. They're about to do a whole thing like what the PlayStation View is, and they're going to do it through Hulu. So if you have Amazon Prime and Hulu, you won't need
actual cable.
You won't need cable anymore. Hmm. I mean, you won't be able to watch stuff live unless you do it over the air, but I DVR everything anyway because I don't want to watch the commercials.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I still can't pull the plug. There's still some stuff I watch live.
Like?
Riverdale. Season finale was last night.
What channel is that on? What channel is that?
It's CW.
I think that's on...
It's the updated Archie comic stuff. It's all the Archie characters.
Really?
Yeah.
And so where does Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance,
He might be Archie's like stepdad. I don't know.
It's all what?
Archie characters?
Archie comics from
like
the
Archie
50s, 60s?
Archie and Betty and Veronica and Jughead. And
are they still called those names?
Yeah. Moose is there.
It's like the reboot like MTV did with Teen Wolf?
Yeah, but you are not, what they're putting on TV, you are not seeing in Archie comics.
So well, just like with Teen Wolf.
I don't understand what this is. It's about, it's like real life Archie comics?
Yeah, it's set, it's a teenage soap opera that I am apparently still mindset-wise watching. It's a teenage soap opera set in Riverdale, which is their town.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing about that.
And it's not silly at all.
No,
it's sexy.
No, it's great. Yeah, it got a little weird last night because you're like, oh, these kids are supposed to be like 16 or 17, and I don't need to watch them make out that much.
Does Jughead have the little crown?
It's a wool cap with a crown.
Oh,
so it's
my
made
God.
Out of wool. See, that's how they got away with
no.
it. So he's wearing a crown.
That's
but it's
terrible.
A hat.
That's terrible.
It's fabulous.
Oh, hey, you know, we talked about casting JonBenet that show on Netflix. Don't watch it. It's stupid.
That's what everybody is saying.
Yeah, it's dumb, 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 dumb. Like it ended, and we're like,
yeah, it goes nowhere.
Oh, what?
Or something. Yeah.
What? What's something else? What do y'all watch besides that? Show.
Well, let's see. Three of the shows that I have been watching for a while now. Making History. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Where they,
with it's Adam Paley.
Yes.
Yes.
And they get in the bag, and this bag lets them time travel. So he goes back and forth to, revolutionary times, and he has his colonial girlfriend and all that. It's funny.
Yeah, it's
funny.
Paul Revere's daughter.
It's funny.
So
he's hooking up with Paul Revere's daughter. It's funny stuff. Anyway, that was canceled.
Yeah.
So
it?
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Then I'm like, well, you know, I guess maybe it's the Doctor Who fan in me. I love time travel. So there's another show where they have, I forget what it's called, but it's like H.G. Wells, The Time Machine.
Time After Time.
Time After Time.
I was watching that.
That was canceled.
Canceled.
Then there's another one, Timeless on NBC. That one's
canceled
as well.
Last Man Standing was canceled. People are angry.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that was canceled.
Yeah. News just broke like yesterday.
Dr. Ken got canceled.
End of this month.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
Oh!
And?
House of Cards!
House of Cards!
House of Cards!
Oh. Twin Peaks is before House of Cards.
When is House of Cards?
Tuesday after Labor Day. Or Memorial Day, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why wouldn't they put it out on Memorial Day where people would be off of work and they could watch it at home?
They want it to be Super Tuesday.
Yeah, they want it.
Yeah,
they want
but
to be
I know, but I know, I get that. But do it on Friday so people could watch it all Memorial Day weekend.
I agree with you.
We're not getting anything done that Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be great. Are we watching the whole thing?
I may not even show up at work.
I'll just sleep here. We're going to watch the whole thing all the way through.
Big D, you've never slept here.
No, I never have. You guys have. That's weird.
Remember I had a tent up that one time?
First day we launched.
Bubba brought a tent, and I'm like, whatever, I'll sleep on the couch in my office.
I had privacy. I was able to have it was like having my own room here. I put my tent up in the soundstage. It was great.
There are times, I'll come in the morning. I'm usually the first one. I'll come in.
You're always the first one.
They will be. Patrick, I get because he's an alcoholic. But
That's not true.
I'm kidding. But he's out partying. But with Bubba,
twice have you slept here?
I'm like, why are you here? He's like, I couldn't sleep.
Maybe it's been three times. When we first launched the company, just to make sure technically, we were up here. We were here working on stuff until 2:30 in the morning. And then that's when I crawled in my tent and I went to bed.
Our engineer was here too. Of course, he stayed up the whole time.
Yeah.
He was drinking coffee like it was injected into it.
Twice during storms. Where one, I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it in, and the second one, I wanted to be here just in case, things went haywire in the middle of the night, then I would be good to go to help out.
For snowstorms. Usually it's just because I've been drinking a little bit.
Because of what? Say again? You're slurring, sir. Do we have to cut you off?
Do we need an Uber to get to figure out what you're saying?
That's why I always take a Lyft or an Uber from here. To whatever party I'm going to, and then it's like, I'll just stay here. I have a change of clothes and a toothbrush and floss and deodorant all tucked in my cabinet. It's ready to go.
And money. He's got cash.
Have you ever brought a girl here?
What's that?
You heard what I said.
No, I really didn't. I was talking. I didn't hear.
Go ahead and ask him.
Get it on his face, because we'll know immediately. Patrick, have you ever brought a girl here?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Have you ever brought a girl here?
No.
Not yet.
I haven't had a serious thing in 4 years, sadly.
I didn't say it was serious.
I didn't want to know how long it's been.
did you see? I don't know what made me think of this. Did you see when Bubba was, I was handing him. He's handing me that Sharpie where you sign those pictures. He went to go hand me the pen. This is so great. It's so guy.
Here, you want to do it?
No, I can just.
No, don't recreate it. I can just explain it.
So he's going to hand me the pen. I'm like, here, give me the pen. And so he's trying so hard for his hand not to touch my hand. And I'm trying so hard for his hand, not my hand, not to touch his hand that we dropped the pen. Do you know they only happened because we didn't want to touch each other's hand?
I know. Only dudes.
Well, you know,
only two dudes.
When we take pictures, like a band will be in here, right? And so what they like to do is the band doesn't want to touch. It's interesting. It's anybody, like guys, like if you're on a team or whatever, unless it's for if you're the only ones there. But as soon as you input a second party, that person has to go in the middle. You don't want it to. You if you have to touch, you touch.
Yeah, it's like peeing in urinals. You can't. You don't go.
You leave a space,
dude. I went the other day. I went on the far right. There's three. One on the far right. This cat goes right next to me in the middle one. I'm like,
no.
What? What are you doing?
Wait, don't
you
know the far right one? Was it a Jimmy Dickens or was it a real? Because sometimes if I have to choose between.
No, it was a normal. I think their one was kind of like a kid.
If I have to choose between the Justin Moore and the one that's right next to another dude, sometimes.
I was in the Justin Moore.
Oh, well, then he has no
excuse. There was no excuse.
Yeah.
I'm always
worried I'm going to pee on my shoes.
No. You know? I like it. I like it. I feel like it's lower.
You're talking
and it
about
catches
the low ones?
Better.
I don't like the low ones because I pee very hard. I have a lot of velocity. And if it's low, it splats on my shins. And then I have to go.
Yes, well,
not only do I have to wash my hands, then I have to do my shins.
You can't pee next to
that. You don't even know this. Carson, let me tell you. There's usually like two regular size urinals and one little one.
It's like
a
little kid. Like little boys.
It's little kids. Okay?
Because they can't reach high.
To the big urinal.
Yeah.
And so, I call it the Justin Moore usually, or, We used to call it the I can't say it. I was about to call not an old friend of ours.
Don't do it.
But I can't do it. It used to be named after a guy in radio that we know that was very short.
There's one time we sent Patrick to a truck stop, and he had to go into the urinal on the phone with us on the air and pull his pants down all the way to his ankles and pee in the urinal.
Hey, here's the secret. Now, I didn't really do it.
And so
you did.
And I really didn't.
He gets in there and he
goes,
"You
lied to us all these years?
Was me. I was on the phone. Of course I lied."
He gets in there and he tells us, he goes, "There's a kid in here." I'm like, "Oh, dude, you can't do that.
You got to pull him up quick." All right.
Just ruined it. Yeah. And then the kid left and he goes, "Okay, I'm doing it now."
Are there guys that do that?
What?
Like, drop their pants?
No, but little boys.
I'm at the Luke Bryan concert last week, and I walk in, and there's a dude with his whole butt out, and his pants basically around his knees. I assume that has something to do with too much beer. Okay,
was it a medical thing though?
No, it was like a guy. He might have had
a bag. 20, you don't know.
23 years old. He was,
still have a bag,
or he could have been drunk.
That's what I'm saying. He looked a little drunk. But like when you come around that corner, and this is a place where, so there's like 8 urinals all on the wall. And you come around the corner and then it's just like you can't not see it. It's like, oh my God.
I'd take a picture of that.
What? Taking pictures in the men's room, frowned upon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Having your phone out. If you're not in a stall, you should not have your phone out in a men's room.
Yeah.
Like I'll be waiting on my son, and like sometimes we'll like go on road trips. We'll stop at like some rest stop somewhere, and he wants me in the room to make sure he's set. I'm like, all right, man.
No,
so I'll sit there, and I'll be on my phone, and I'm sitting here tweeting and whatever. He's over in some stall, and some guy will walk in, and you just have some guy standing there with his phone out. And now they're looking at you like you're the weirdo. And I'm like, man. I usually go, Frank,
you're standing
you good?
In a bathroom, not using the bathroom.
Well,
that's
what I do. I'm like, Frank, you good? And he'll go, yeah. Okay, cool.
Which, see, that's such a difference between guys and chicks, because you're saying, yeah, you're standing in a bathroom and you're not using it. Why are you in there? Like, that's what we do. We congregate in there. If my friend's not done yet, I will wait. Because we can't go back to the party separately.
You imagine.
We walk out together.
You and I are at a concert, okay? And it's we both have to pee, which might happen, okay? We wouldn't do it intentionally. But we get up, we go to the men's room, and then I'm done peeing, and I wash my hands, and I stand there and wait for you to finish.
You guys wouldn't do that?
No!
No, we don't do that.
No,
we
wouldn't even. No bro left behind.
No. Oh, no. We'll wait outside of the door.
I'll be back in my seat by the time he's finished washing his hands.
Well, we do the airport thing. It's a courtesy thing. Like when Big D and I are traveling, I'll just wait outside the bathroom.
You have to wait outside or whatever.
Yes,
bathroom.
You don't wait in the room with him. You stand outside.
Do they ever, like guys, if we walk in and like someone's just destroyed it, and they're still sitting there.
Destroyed. I just realized.
Guys, I've done it before going, oh, boy.
Oh, I do that.
And you make mention of like how nasty the mess they just made in the toilet.
Yeah, so that way somebody doesn't pin it on you.
Right. Normally, okay, we might do something. If the person was still in there, we're probably not saying anything.
Oh.
But if it looks like But if it looks like the stalls are empty or something, that's when we'll be like, oh my gosh, what happened in here?
Carson,
and then we'll go in.
I will walk in, and it's the first thing out of my mouth. I'm like, holy crap, who died in here? Woo! And you hear somebody.
You could just keep it to yourself since people expect it because it's a bathroom.
But then they start rustling with the toilet paper to let you know that they're there,
like, I think you zoomed in on your camera.
My bad.
No, that happened to a friend of mine.
Looking into my pores.
Yeah, it's pretty close on you. I turned and I'm like, oh my gosh, Bubba's gigantic.
A friend of mine heard some noises in the stall next to her. It was a place that we worked at. And she heard noises and she's like, I don't know what came over me, but I turned into a 5-year-old. She just started laughing. Like, the poor woman is over there probably not feeling particularly well.
Oh,
she started laughing.
Oh,
that's not good.
And I was like, if that was me, I would have just walked right back out.
Man, in our old office, we used to have 2 stalls. And I remember it would be so, I couldn't stand when someone would come in and sit in the stall next to you. You know what I mean?
I know, man. It really forces your game.
You got to play the waiting game.
Can't you just wait like
Yeah.
Give me a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Like, you know, and you can come in, man.
How about, you know, a great one is if someone's in there on the two staller, and then you go in there, you walk in there, and you go, hey, man, how long are you going to be? And you know there's another one there. You, well, I don't know. Why? I want to use the same one you're using right now.
That's the kind of thing only Big D does. That's really just to freak people out.
I would like to say this just because I pay attention. I have a weird thing against germs in bathrooms. It's not a germ thing. Big D's always like, you're a germaphobe. I really don't like bathroom germs. I don't like touching the sinks. I do everything like with my elbows and the back of my hand. And
feet?
Feet, yeah, I do the feet thing a lot too, and it's great because when you're reaching up to turn the faucet on or whatever, or to flush, but I always take the first available, like the very first stall when you walk in, because I've found it's usually the cleanest one.
It is the least used.
Because people go, oh, that's the first one, I can't go there, they go to the back.
Yeah, good point.
So, you know, if you're you know, listening to us right now, a little really little tip.
Come up with that, but I
no,
but
it's a great life hack.
No, statistically, no, I swear
it's true. We all do that. We
I
all
think
go to the last
it's
ones.
True.
It's like magazines. You don't want to get the first.
I don't know
magazine.
If I'd have shared that secret. You might have just ruined it.
No, I don't mind sharing it with our 17.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in. We're family. I want to make sure your butt is not touching somebody else's cooties.
Hey, if you're listening to this, make sure you are telling your friends to subscribe to the podcast, or also share the video on Facebook. That would really be awesome. I have to get going. I got to pick up Gunner.
I have to go, too. I have to go pick up rapper Frank because we're going to shoot a video this weekend. Boom, baby!
Can't wait.
All right. How do you know, by the way? How do you know if a girl likes you?
You'll find out Monday. And they want to Skype!
That's right. You'll find out on Monday. Thank you, Match.com, because sponsored the podcast. And if you're looking for love, make sure you go and check it out. Find your very special someone. It's really easy. You download the Match.com mobile app, and you'll get your matches sent directly to your phone right where you live, right where you're standing in the bathroom. Dude, look at this. I'm in the bathroom going through my phone while Frankie's in the thing. You could do all that. And if you're one of our podcast listeners, 7 days for free. Dun, dun, dun. All you have to do is go to match.com/Bubba and sign up right there. 7 days for free, match.com/Bubba. Check it out today and find the love of your life. We want to see you happy.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast.